You're listening to a Juno Afternoon from KTOO Public Media. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 22 minutes until the top of the hour. My guests now are Frieda Westman and Ann Fuller, and they are both officers in the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 70. Ann and Frieda, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. And we're going to be talking about a fundraiser to put in an elevator at Northern Light United Church.
That's right.
Right.
We are so excited about doing this fundraiser for Northern Light United Church, a church that has been so welcoming to our ANS camp and our ANB Camp 70, and has done so much for us, and they are in need, and we want to help them.
Frieda, what are a few examples of how you use that space?
We meet there on a regular basis. We have monthly meetings. We have officers' meetings, which happen often once a month. In a pinch, we've needed a space to hold a picnic because we were rained out, and that morning called, and sure enough, we could get right in. So it's really been a welcoming place for us. A few years back, they needed a new roof. We helped fundraise for that as well.
And thinking about Northern Light United Church down there in the Federal Flats, mudrooms happens there, among other things.
Absolutely, mudrooms and often concerts, speakers. I think of it as a great place for feasting. And I've had been to various groups having welcoming dinners involving guests.
Yeah. And walking in, we were talking before we went on the air, there are a lot of stairs, a lot of different levels. Tell us, Anne, how this elevator is going to help. I think it speaks for itself. But
right. Because when you come in the front entrance, there are stairs. You see several sets of stairs. There is a side entrance on the other street that comes in level.
On A Street.
The A Street entrance comes in at the floor level for the social hall.
Yes.
But that's not where the preschool is. So for all the folks who come there, the building can be challenging with stairs up and down in different directions. There was a small lift in the building, but with the church has been able to widen the shaft and are going to be putting in an elevator that will really serve everybody.
And, yeah, Frieda, can you explain where that's going to be and how people will be able to access it?
Oh, thank you. It is in the same spot that the old lift was. The old lift required closing a gate in order for the elevator to operate and then making sure the gate was closed on all four of the levels before it would work. And it was very clunky, and it took a lot of upper body strength to do that. And so we are making it more comfortable for people to come. And we are – I also am a member of Northern Light United Church, and that our church is a welcoming church, and that's one way to welcome people.
Okay. I think that everybody can agree that accessibility is a good thing for all individuals. So you're going to hold a fundraiser. Is it this Friday at Elizabeth Paratrovich
Hall? Yes, it is. It's Friday at 5 o'clock and we'll go until 8. And we're having grilled halibut as the main entree. And we have wonderful cooks. That's how we raise money for the different projects that ANS and ANB does. And we are a big presence in the community of helping to support and make our community a better place and working for the betterment of Alaska Native people. So we have great cooks, and we're also doing a dessert auction, which it sounds like will be people will be outbidding each other for these desserts, I'm sure.
Right. So the dinner and auction are at the Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall, which is not the church. I just want to make sure, since we spent so much time on where that new elevator is going to be. And dinner, doors open at 5. Auctions, There will be an outcry auction where people bid on objects, silent auction, the dessert auction. The items range from brand new made beaded moccasins by
wow.
Andrea Caesar. She donated a pair for AWARE last spring.
That's right.
They were a wonderful thing to see. There are also some food items, more clothing, and some framed art. So if you're someone who's new to Juneau and doesn't have your traditional Alaskan art, I think you should come to our auction because we have a selection of what has been well-loved.
Okay.
And I just want to add a pitch for Elizabeth Paradovich Hall, that if you have never been to Elizabeth Paradovich Hall, please come. It is a very welcoming and open space, and we want people in the chairs. We want to network with the community. We want to elevate our community relationships. We want our community to help this church that has given so much to the community. And it's going to be a great time.
That's Frida Westman. She is a officer for the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 70. And we've also been speaking with Ann Fuller, and we're talking about a fundraiser to put in an elevator at Northern Light United Church. But the fundraiser is at Elizabeth Paradovich Hall this Friday, starting at 5 p.m., right? All right, 5 to 8. Tons of artwork, tons of good food, good people, good networking, community. Sounds like fun, you two. Thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything we're missing? Anything else we should add?
Membership in the organization is open to anyone willing to sign on to the mission.
What is the mission of Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 70, if I may ask?
To promote the cultural and well-being of and betterment of Alaska Native people.
Okay. If people want more information, how can they find it? Where should they go?
Come to the fundraising event.
Get it in person the old-fashioned way, right? Just talk to us.
We have many members, and I'd be happy to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming on the show. And find them on Facebook, Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 70.
Camp 70, that's right. Thank you so much, Scott.
Anytime. We'll see you Friday at the Elizabeth Paradovich Hall at 5 p.m.
Yeah,
thank you.